Don't let someone steal your great idea. Register a domain name now and put your idea online. GoDaddy is offering OneNew or Transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. Whether you're building your dream business or starting a website for fun, visit GoDaddy.com and enter the code WWC295 at checkout. Just remember that WWC is watch what crappens, and $2.95 is the price of the domain, $2.95. It's go time. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that wonderful crap on Bravo that we just love to watch and eat up and enjoy and talk about afterwards. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com. You can find me at BsideBlog on Twitter and on Instagram and on Vine, where I'm always looking for more followers because for some reason it makes me happier in life when I have more followers. Joining me as always is my trusty compatriot, the one, the only, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, everybody. It's me, Ronnie.
Ronnie, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you?
You can find me on the internets. My website is trashtalk.tv. That's where a lot of people write really funny recaps, so come read them. I'm doing Big Brother in 2 minutes videos all summer long, every Friday. Mm-hmm. And I'm also recapping Big Brother every Sunday night. So come on over to the site. You can also find me on Vine at Ronnie Karam, at Instagram at Ronnie Karam, or Trash Talk TV for funny TV stuff, or Tumblr at Trash Talk TV Recaps at Tumblr.com, or on Twitter at Ronnie Karam or Trash Tweet TV. And and YouTube at Trash Talk TV, but TEEVEE for all my television parody videos. The end.
The end. You know, Ronnie, the way you did that, that was just so effortless.
It was effortless.
Effortless.
The way I stuck my penis in a girl that looks just like our daughter. It was effortless. The way I'm sweating like a busboy with too many tables. It's effortless.
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 I think that when he divorces Ramona finally and leaves her for a 20-year-old who looks just like his daughter, he should write a song called Heiferless.
Heiferless, I'm sick of that fast, stupid bitch. Ramona left her at the gynecologist. I'm Heiferless.
You know, it's so nice of you to be singing that song on a world-famous stage at, like, the Birdman Jazz Club. Like, I find it to be very exciting, and I think that Luann should sing too, okay? I just think that's the way it should be.
You cow! I love Luann. You're a cow.
So
what show do you want to start with first?
Why don't we start
with confusing people?
I know. We just like went full force. Why don't
your
we start
hosting
with
needs to be a little bit more
effortless.
Well, why don't we start with the prison show, as in the show that Apollo will be starring in for the next 8 years of his life?
Oh, poor Apollo, getting it up the butt is effortless.
Effortless.
He's so a bottom, too.
Yeah.
In prison, don't you think? What do you think?
Yeah, it could go either way. I'm sure he's slick verse. Maybe there's some flip-flopping happening in the jail cell.
I don't think so. I think he's straight up butt. He's the butt boy.
Yeah.
Those of you who haven't heard, Apollo was sentenced to 8 years in prison. He was going to get 30, but he tattletaled on some other criminal people, and so he only got 8.
Yeah. So now he's going back in there. I tend to think maybe he is a bottom. Maybe when he first went to jail the first time around, his voice was probably like, "Yo, what's up? I'm Apollo." And now he's like, "Hey, what's going on? I'm Apollo."
Yeah.
He had his
He's also a total rat now. So yeah. He's totally going to be a bottom.
Yeah. What's Phaedra going to do? You think Phaedra's going to divorce him?
No, because he can still give her up if he wants to.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure she's like, "Baby, I'll help you through whatever you need to get help through, but you never say anything about Phaedra." Phaedra will kill your ass. I mean, there's a reason that no one's testified against Phaedra yet.
Yeah.
And it's because the bitch is scary.
Yeah, she real scary.
Yeah.
So, oh, wait. So there's something that just came up. Oh, wait. So he's going to be 8 years in prison, but 15 years probation. And he has to pay $1.9 million. Which, of course, you know, he has, because everyone in Atlanta truly has money. If there's one thing that we know, no one buys things on credit in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's all real money, you guys.
So that's like the big gossip. Did someone just say, you know what's funny, by the way? Madonna Hines put on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. She put a picture of Sonia from Real Housewives of New York at the Birdland, and behind her is a woman, and Madonna says, Liza Minnelli again, has this woman no shame? Coincidentally, that woman behind Sonia is actually, she's the wife of someone who went to my synagogue, and yes, she does look like Liza Minnelli.
Yes, I noticed that there was a Liza Minnelli lookalike too, and Heather also said, Billy Strish, he plays for Liza Minnelli. Which is true. He used to be married, I think, to Liza Minnelli until really? She beat him in the head with a vodka bottle or something crazy.
Oh, I thought that was David, what's his face? But maybe she
Oh, that's right. But she was still married to Billy Stritch. I think they left amicably.
Oh. Well, what other choice did she have? It's like, he's not into your type, Liza. Unless you were like a man playing you, whatever.
Well, but gay guys love Liza so much. And after a certain age, really, who wants to fuck anyway? Like, and I'm not saying she can't fuck. I mean, she's like in her 60s probably now. I'm not saying she can't, but I'm not even in my 40s yet, and I'm pretty much done with it. Mm-hmm. So I can see how that would work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm looking for other gossip on our Facebook page, but it's all about Apollo. Everything is about Apollo. I don't think that there's anything else that happened. I guess there's rumors that Lisa Rinna is joining Beverly Hills. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, it looks like the new cast members are going to be Lisa Rinna and this really rich Asian lady that they were posting pictures of Brandy with, having lunch with a while back. And I'm guessing that's it. But then they've been posting weird pictures all week. Like there's one of Adrian Maloof hugging Brandy. So yeah. I guess they're making up.
Well, because there's rumors that Adrian and Camille are coming back.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be like friends of.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine how that would work. But I would love if Adrian came back on now, because she's been a C word already, so there won't be any of that fake niceness like the first season. Yeah. And also, I want to see her try and bang 20-year-olds. I think that's just so fun.
Oh, I know. Do you think that it's jumping the shark to have Lisa Rinna on?
No, I love Lisa Rinna. I mean, Lisa Rinna is actually a perfect casting choice for this town, I think, like to represent this town, because she was actually an actress. I used to watch her on Days of Our Lives playing Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother Austin was extremely hot. I wonder what happened to that guy. Anybody know? Let us know. Let us know if you know his phone number or anything. And
we'll call him up.
Yeah. So she was like a legit act. I mean, not legit, but like a legit trash actress. Mm-hmm. And then she married someone famous and quit acting, which is like what a lot of that kind of actor does.
Yeah.
And then she's been a whore for reality shows ever since. I think she'll be fun.
Yeah. I sort of like Lisa Rinna in her own wacky way. She's very much Studio City Sherman Oaksy. She's very much that style, which I think is funny. I don't know. I don't know why it's funny. It just is to me. But I think she should be good, you know. And you know, now that Harry Hamlin's been on Mad Men, he's really classed up their whole family. So it's about time for her to bring him back down again by being on a reality
show. Yeah, I have to admit that I'm still kind of mad at her for leaving Days of Our Lives. I never quite forgave her because she was recast by some bimbo who banked George Clooney. I forget her name.
Elizabeth Kanellis?
Oh, she was the worst. What?
Elizabeth Kanellis?
No.
Stacey Keibler?
No.
That woman who he's engaged to now? Who works at the UN or something?
Yeah, like the peacekeeper or whatever. She's like, I'm a lawyer for human rights.
And I was on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, but before that, I played Billy.
Was it the girl from Biggest Loser?
Allison,
what's her face?
No, he didn't bang her.
I know. I'm only going through the people I know from Days of Our Lives. Was it Marlena? Was it Marlena?
Did George Clooney? I'll look it up. Billy.
Did George Clooney bang Marlena?
Of Our Lives. Oh, Krista Allen is her name.
Krista Allen.
She has these gigantic fake boobies, and she's like a really terrible actress, but like super beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I've seen her in other than Days of Our Lives. I know she's been in stuff. Is she Krista B. Allen?
Krista Allen. Here, I'll
she went on Revenge? No, that's a different Krista.
No, that's a different Krista Allen.
That's Krista B. Allen.
That's the girl from Revenge. That's when I was like, wait a second, there's already a Krista Allen. Let's not just forget about the real Krista Allen, new, young Krista Allen. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? That name is already taken.
People are going to get so mad at us for not talking about Bravo right now.
We are talking about Bravo.
Krista Allen.
Aren't we?
Sort of tangentially. We're still in the... Oh, she was in Liar Liar. That's where I knew her from.
Yeah, she was in an elevator in one scene, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
She didn't have a real part. She's been in a lot of stuff, actually. I'm looking at her IMDb, and it's all totally crap. So let's move on.
Yeah, that was great. So why don't we... Oh, she's, by the way, raised in Ventura, California. Enough said.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so why don't we get to the shows? We had a lot of TV to watch, almost too much TV to watch this week, and I'm basically on the verge of being totally burned out by Bravo, but let's see what we can do. By the way, are you feeling better, Ronnie?
What?
Are you feeling better, Ronnie? Do you think you'll be vomiting this week?
No, I don't think so, but I did have a big old Starbucks, which is what got me vomiting last week. Okay. But I think I'm okay. I had a lot of milk. Guys. Okay. So.
All right. All right. Well, that's good to hear. My canker sore has healed finally. So I can speak without tears coming to my eyes, which I know you're all very happy about.
Yeah, you can start making out with strangers again and then wondering why you're getting canker sores and calling it a different disease.
I am not making out with strangers. I am off the market, so I will not be doing any of that, any of those shenanigans. I got my canker sore because I bit my tongue. I mean, I told you last week I bit my tongue with apple pie. I had an apple pie injury. That's an excuse that makes sense, right?
Actually, you're talking to someone who's been overweight his whole life, and I've actually had apple pie injuries.
Oh, good. Yeah, so you feel my pain. You felt my pain.
I'm like, that's not funny. That's a real thing.
Yeah. So let's, I guess, should we start with Candy's wedding? Why not? Speaking of apple pie injuries, this was like the televised version of an apple pie injury.
Oh, my God. I was waiting for someone to kill Lady Macbeth. Again. I even hate calling her Lady Macbeth because she's so stupid and Shakespeare was so smart. But Mama Joyce, oh my God.
Mama Joyce is just a vile woman. She did go after that girl, by the way, Todd's daughter.
What did he
daughter.
Say to her? Because I was playing Candy Crush and I didn't want to rewind.
Todd said nothing. Basically, all of a sudden we found out that Todd has a 17-year-old daughter who has appeared out of nowhere. And she's being welcomed into the family and... Candy was, I think Mama Joyce, if I remember correctly, because I was also zoning out, washing a dish. But Mama Joyce said something like, I'm excited for my daughter. And then Candy said something along the lines of, well, you're two daughters. And she's like, no. And then Mama Joyce basically said, well, I don't care about that other girl. And Candy was like, listen, she's a kid. Don't say that. Don't start up with her. She's a kid. She's a kid. And Mama Joyce was like, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. What? I would never say anything against a kid. I didn't say anything. And then Riley was like, please stop. And then Riley went into another room and cried. But Mama Joyce is so vile because she actually was being very dismissive of this other girl who seemed perfectly nice. And then she wouldn't even fess up to it. It was hideous.
Yeah, she's a really disgusting human being, that one.
I don't want to talk to that girl over there.
I'm like, why is she talking like that? She sounds basically like a squeaking door at this point. I don't even know what she's talking about. She seems to be on a lot of pain meds, but still feeling a lot of pain. So I'm not really sure.
If that bitch calls me a bitch again, so I'm going to go down.
And Todd's mom's not even trying to make any sense. She's just like, would that be hot to hold on, hold on?
Yeah, she makes truly no sense.
What is she saying?
I got your hat nailed on.
You're like, Todd, you make it down there. Chicken salmon.
The nutshell's all done, that's hot.
It sounds like she's auctioning something all the time.
Yeah, no, she's not the most coherent woman of all. Well, meaning she's there, but she's not eloquent, unlike me.
Wait, what was this? MJ is awful. Calls her a dog. Says she hates the theme. Oh yeah, when she's just being mean about it. She's being horrible about everything. And Candy's like, "Mommy, you like the wedding?" And she's like,
"Ugh, I don't know why you gotta have an Africa theme. It looks all nice, all white, and then you got those Africans out there, Candy."
Shut up.
Oh, gosh. And she, and then when the ceremony came, and they're like, who gives away this woman? She's like, I do. And she just ran. It's like, then all of a sudden, you just saw a cloud of dust, and she was gone.
God. And then all she did the whole time was sit there and give really dirty looks. She refused to smile in any of the pictures.
Yeah, and then finally when it came time for toast, she gets up there and she said, finally, after all this hemming and hawing, She's like, she gets up there and she goes, Candy, you look really happy. And Todd, I hope you were able to continue to make her happy. And then everyone gives her a rousing applause. I'm like, what? We do not give like rousing applause for this woman for giving the most basic level of courtesy in a toast. Like, well, they're like, it's like, oh, congratulations, you weren't a total bitch.
Yeah, congratulations, you didn't completely throw your daughter under the bus today. Wow, yeah. Good for you, that's a first. Yay, you did it. So sad.
I know. And then Todd also, by the way, Todd is annoying me too, by the way. You know, with this, all this prenup stuff where, you know, he keeps on saying, it's not about the money. But then he's like, but then there's money. But he was the one who was actually being like, I need to make sure that I'm, like, taken care of. I need to make sure I'm taken care of. So it's like, it is about the money, so stop acting like it's not. And then, like, I also couldn't believe he didn't go to his own rehearsal dinner. I mean, I know they had a fight, but I thought that was actually really, that was really shitty to not go to his own rehearsal dinner.
Agreed. And he was acting like such a victim when, so finally, he's like, well, I just don't want to get out in 30 days. And Candy's like, okay, so then you'll sign it if I don't kick you out 30 days after we break up. And he's like, okay. So the lawyer comes with like a video crew to tape him and get his, you know, his sworn statement. And he acted like the lady was telling him the most horrible things. But she's just basically like, if you get a divorce, you have no right to Candy's money. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you get divorced, you are not allowed to murder Candy, steal her children, punch holes in her tires. And he's like,
okay.
I'm like, well, you're not doing anything great. It's a traditional fucking piece of paper at this point. Acting so crazy about.
I know. He was just, I thought, being really annoying. And he'd like going and talking to his bros about it. I don't know. The whole thing. I'm Team Candy forever, and that means if Todd's gonna be a bitch or if Mama Joyce is gonna be a bitch, then I cut them out. I only care about Candy.
Yeah, me too. I like Candy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. And then nothing else really happened, by the way. It was like 90 minutes.
Yeah, that was by far the most entertaining wedding series, I think, that they've had so far. And most of it is because Mama Joyce is just such a disgusting human being.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty much done with her.
Yeah, I'm glad this show is over, and I did enjoy some of the celebrity appearances at the wedding, such as, I think we saw Tiny from Escape, and we saw Monica, and we saw Tamar Braxton, and we saw Vaughn from The New Atlanta, and...
How dare you not Sheree. Fantasia first?
Well, you know, these are the openers. These are the openers for Fantasia. You don't lead with Fantasia.
I love Fantasia. Okay. I still look on the internet to see if they're ever going to release a Broadway recording of Fantasia singing The Color Purple.
Because I love you.
I
love Fantasia.
Oh, I thought you had something more to say to
that. No, that's all. I just wanted to make
sure. I remember Fantasia appearing on American Idol once, like after like a few years after she'd won. She came and she sang this weird song that sounded like Toad from Super Mario Brothers, but like before Toad. You know, Toad's voice now is, you know, Toad's like has this really weird voice, like a Cartman voice, and that's what it sounded like. She was like, it was like this fast paced song where she's like, you want to do say what you want to say, but you want to be. I was like, and they cut to Simon, and his eyes were doing Felix the Cat. They're going like left to right. He was like, "What the hell is going on?" And Fantasia's like in this skin tight like leather pants, sweating, running up and down, like singing like
that
a million words a
second. Remember that bright red like Ronald McDonald hair?
Yeah.
You want to say, do it. You want to be where you want to be. Say where you want to say, go where you want to go. Where you want to be. Be where you want to be.
I was like, oh my God, what is this crazy? And then she just sort of like left. And Simon was like, okay.
Oh my God, she is so funny.
Yeah.
Her music, I can't necessarily get behind, but God, I love her. Her voice is so amazing. I remember when she sang at the Tonys, and like Fantasia has this thing where she can like rip her heart out. Like she can always make me cry because she actually like feels it, you know?
Yeah.
She's like ripping her heart out and like throwing it on the ground, stomping on it. And then they cut to the Tony audience and they're just like bored. Like, ugh. God, another person feeling things. Yeah. Isn't that Doogie Howser in anything this year?
Is that Martin Lawrence Ballard in the audience?
Yes, that's the general New York audience. They're like, we live in New York. Oh, we climb
I'm up a lot of stairs. Everyone else is gross.
This award show isn't a walk-up.
Fantasia was originally a classy movie with classical music and dancing rhinoceroses. Okay.
Speaking of wildlife, by the way, how much did you love Portia on the show when she's like, oh, did you see the tigers up front? They're like, those were lions. She's like, oh, what? Yeah, they just arrived on the Underground Railroad.
Hilarious. I thought the best part of the whole show was stupid Derek J trying to make drama wherever he goes.
Oh, like my
little midget Nell Carter. Yeah. I swear to God, if that guy ever does drag, it has to be Nell Carter because he's so a little Nell Carter.
Yeah. I'm going to vacuum up the fish from the fishbowl. Oh,
Now I know what it takes.
We've talked about that before on the show, and I forget who we were calling Nell Carter, but...
It's okay. I'm always welcome. I'm always happy to make a Nell Carter reference, especially when it involves Give Me a Break. And I know exactly what you're talking about in terms of vacuuming up the fish, because I watch that show every Saturday. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But yeah, he's trying to make all this drama. And Rico Chappelle. Okay, so first, a couple things you guys have corrected me on. Rico Chappelle is not from Project Runway. I'm dumb. He was from the fashion show, that terrible Bravo spin-off.
Oh, okay.
So that was that. And the other thing is that Todd was not just and this is where Ben was wrong.
I was wrong. Yes, I'm sorry.
Ben, Todd was not just like some
PA.
PA. He was actually like a producer. So like,
I didn't think he was like he's not like a high level producer though. I thought he was like maybe he's like.
Well, reality producers, you know, there's like 30 on every show. It doesn't mean it's not like Mark Burnett produces Survivor. It's not like that kind of producer. That's true. It's more like, show up and, you know, like order food for people or whatever. But still, they make more than a PA.
Sorry for misleading everyone. And Ronnie. Sorry for misleading you, Ronnie.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, about Rico Chappelle, I mean, for sure, I thought it was bad that he didn't have the dress ready until the day of. Like, that's very bad. And then, you know, I thought it was sort of funny that he gathered it all up in a bedsheet. But, you know, though, there was so much of it. Like, what else should he have done? Like, I think it was fine. Like, you know what? The poor guy's sweating. The whole thing was, like, last minute. Let him bunch it up in a freaking sheet. Of course, he's going to probably go and steam it somewhere. So, like, no issue.
But of course, it's a Rico sheet, so it's probably all crusty. Yeah. And also, they don't just sell, like, ostrich cages to get that thing. Yeah. What was that thing? Where do you even get that material from?
I have no
idea.
That
looked very heavy and sweaty.
But I agree with you. I thought it was totally shady of, like, Derek J and Lawrence to be like, oh, he put it in a sheet, It's like, shut up, guys. Just, like, it's over. The dress looked fine, so who the fuck cares?
Because they're on Fashion Queen, so they think they're actually hired because they know fashion and not because they dress like really ugly women in Florida.
Yeah.
You know for us to laugh at.
Listen, if they want to throw shade about that dress being wrapped up in a sheet, you know what they got to do? They got to have a podcast called Watch for Crappins, and then they can throw all the shade they want. But if they're going to be on TV and pretend to be friends with Candy, then shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we can throw shade. They can't. Ha.
Yeah. And he's also the one. He was like, come on, Mama Joyce, go give a speech. You have to. It's your daughter. Go on. He's like trying to start all this drama. It's like, how about make your own show good? Okay. Yeah. How about that?
How about that? How about letting Sheree talk? How about instead of you guys being funny, how about you let Sheree talk?
Yeah, I wanted Sheree to be like, so where's Kenya since she's your new best friend now since I'm not on the show? That's really interesting.
And how about also Mama Joyce using Sheree's line in the episode where she's like, who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me, boo? I was like, oh no, you do not get to use that line, Mama Joyce. That is a hallowed line from a hallowed lady. And you, Mama Joyce, you do not get to use it. I know Sheree Whitfield, okay? I have watched TV about Sheree Whitfield, and you, Mama Joyce, are no Sheree Whitfield.
Yeah, you are no Sheree Whitfield. Sit down, Mama Joyce.
Sit the fuck down.
Yep. I'm glad that show's over, but you know Real Housewife Atlanta is starting in like 2 weeks, right?
I know. See? Nah, I'm already back with Todd. See? Now, hey, we got the prenup. Whoa, my candy voice is real weird today.
That is wrong, Ben!
I didn't really have anything to say. I was like, I gotta have at least one last little Candy impersonation before we wrap things up with Candy for the season.
That is wrong, man!
See? Now. Rada. She's like, oh, wait, I have to say something. We love Riley. This is something that is a given. We love, love, love Riley. Riley is a beautiful young woman who is growing up to be a lovely lady amidst the craziness around her. But the poor girl, they that dress was too short on her, I think. They needed a little bit more length. It looked a little not look quite right.
I thought it was cute.
It was cute,
yeah,
but I don't.
People on the internet are giving her shit, but I think that they were making a dress to kind of look like her mom's, which I thought was
yeah,
really
but
cute.
It needed to be a little
they
bit lower.
At that weird Las Vegas like flesh crap. I hate that, by the way.
Yeah,
I hate
it's like very figure skater. Also.
Yeah, it's like.
I felt like in this case, like I didn't mind the shape of it, but because it was so short, it sort of popped out like almost like a tutu. And it was just like all about her legs, and she was wobbling around because she didn't really know how to wear heels. It just was not the most flattering look for her. And I feel like Riley, it's a teachable moment, and in the future, wear something that goes down just a little bit longer. It doesn't have to be like a church dress or anything, but you know, just a little bit lower.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that poor little Riley, I just felt bad, and she was like, "Would you guys stop fighting at least for today?"
No, poor Riley. See, now, Riley. Wearing tutus at the wedding. Yeah, mama. See now, mama. Why making Riley cry? See now. There's a prenup now.
Sorry. Riley gets to wear tutus. That other orphan girl should have to wear a little red dress and a ginger wig. I'm expecting that girl. That girl ain't part of my family.
Since when is Riley 2-2? I wanted to be wearing a 1-1 because she's number one.
Now don't forget about that sweet girl there. You about to give all her money to some random orphan no one cares about.
Oh, she's so transparent.
Not today, mama. Not today, mama. Mama, I said not today.
How can you even tell if Riley's crying? She always looks the same. She's like the Lisa Nicole of this show.
Because how could you tell if Riley's crying? Because wouldn't you be crying if you had to deal with Mama Joyce so much? You just have to assume she's always crying because there's no room for happiness when Mama Joyce is around.
Yeah, Mama Joyce sucks it all out of the room.
She's the worst. Should we move on to Married to Medicine?
Yes, please. Mama Joyce is depressing me.
All right, so this was apparently the season finale, and oh man, was it a nail biter?
Okay, let me tell you what happened. I recorded Married to Medicine because it's the end, you know, and I was watching it, and when I pressed play on my like computer thing, it said, "Do you want to resume from where you last left off?" And I was like, "I watched this," and then I pressed play, and it was in the middle of a doggy fashion show, and I was like, "I have not watched this," but I didn't care. I just let it play to the end, and guess what? I don't think I missed anything.
You missed nothing. Nothing. I mean, talk about like a bummer second season. This was a really bad second season. So basically the first half of what you missed was that Mariah had a launch party for Cinnamon Girl. And then the women showed up. I'm sorry. Only Simone and what's her face? Heavenly. You know what's so bad? I actually almost called her Hungry, not Heavenly.
Oh, God. Well, you know, that's Hungry one thing showed she's up. Not.
And then they're like, "Are you sure?" Like Heaven's like, "Are you sure? There's no way you and Quad can bury the hatchet."
I can help you. I'm a relationship expert.
I know you can praise the Lord together.
You have to admit that that evil mother on that show. What's her name? Mama what?
Lucy.
Oh yeah, Lucy. You have to admit that Lucy did beat the Jesus out of Heavenly, because Heavenly's not saying that anymore every single time. She's not always like, "Well, praise the Lord, here's what I feel about Jesus here now."
You're wrong, because what you miss is when Heavenly and Lucy stared each other down, and then they were like, things were getting tense, and I think either Heavenly or Lucy, one of them said, "Well, I'll just praise the Lord." The other one was like, "Well, I'll praise the Lord too." And she's like, "Well, I'm going to praise him. I'll praise him right now." It's like, "Oh, is it Sunday?" It's like, "I can praise him anytime. We should always be praising the Lord." "Well, I praise the Lord anytime. You do that." It's like, what am I watching? But
do you think Jesus is like, "Oh God, shut up. You're both fat and stupid. Get a better wig." I hope Jesus is like a bitchy queen, you know? Because who else would have worked out that much back then? You know, he's like hot and all bitchy, and he's like, "All right, look, my dad made me go down to earth, but that does not mean I should be sentenced to the rest of my fucking life with you women thanking me for nothing. I haven't done anything. Shut up. Stop giving me the credit for everything, you dumb whores. That's your terrible diet product, not mine."
So I'm Jewish, so I can't comment on what Jesus is really like.
Yay, bitchy Jesus. Okay, that's the gate. Because you know how women make God a woman?
Yeah.
I think gays should make Jesus gay. There'd be a lot more people.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, cuz there's black Jesus, there's female Jesus, and
now
there's gay
Jesus. Lord knows we spend enough time on our knees. We deserve a little heaven.
Someone just told me, and I only found this out like 3 days ago, that Like a Prayer by Madonna is a song about oral sex.
Really?
Yeah, I'm down on my knees, I want to take you there.
In the midnight hour, I can feel your power. Just like a, I don't know. That's not obvious enough for me. I don't get it. It has to be like, and then I swallowed you deep, and then you filled me up, and then I went to church, and then I tasted your cup. Like something like that's like super obvious.
That was the first draft. That was the first draft, actually. So back to the show. One thing that you also miss is that Toya moved into her new house, moved more into her new house that she can't afford. And Heavenly came over, and Heavenly was being pretty funny in the interviews because she was pretty much reading Toya down, and she was like, so you couldn't get the financing for like one home, and you wasted $50,000 on it, so you went to go for a home that cost twice as much for that to rent to own, and then you're gonna go on a vacation now, like honey, how are you gonna pay for all this? And then they showed all the random like shit that Toya buys, like you know, she has like a special wine opener and then one of those things that like aerates it, and it was kind of like a hilarious indictment on Toya spending all her husband's money and credit.
I love when Toya's like, "We worked our whole lives for this." And her husband's like, "We did." No, you didn't. Yeah. No one works their whole life for a rental home.
What I should have did was say, Eugene, let's put this new house on the market, and then let's go on a $100,000 vacation because I'm so stressed out about the $50,000 that we lost. And then when we get home, I'll be like, oh my God, we just spent $100,000. I need to feel better. Let's buy a house that costs even three times as much. Okay, Eugene? That's what I should have did.
I like the scenes from the reunion when Andy's like, well, you know, that wasn't nice, Heavenly, when you were saying that Toya is not the brightest one of the group. And Toya's like blinking her big stupid eyes all pissed off. And Heavenly goes, but she's not!
Like, there's some times when Heavenly is like right on point, and there's sometimes where you're like, oh, shut the fuck up, Heavenly.
I think Heavenly's so funny. I like her.
I mean, I like her now at the end. Yeah, I have to say, overall, If look at all the plus and minuses, yeah, Heavenly is on the plus side. She's up. She's,
don't tell her that.
I was about to say. 100 pounds. I know. I was about to say. Toya,
I used to be a chunky lady.
I was a model, and I've lost so much weight. But thanks to Jesus, I've lost all my weight.
let's see. Oh, there was a very funny scene in the beginning where basically Jackie and Simone met up like in the park, you know how they always do. And basically Simone's like, okay, so you know that Quad is having this like puppy fashion show, right? And Jackie just started to laugh, and then Simone started to laugh. And then it was just a scene of them laughing at Quad's fashion show. And that's it. Like, we never even got to what Simone was trying to say. Like, you know, so there's this, they just were like, they're like, yeah, it's a puppy fashion show. And then, like, Jackie was like, well, I guess. That was great. I was, like, chuckling on my couch. Like, I was one of their friends.
Quad or fucking dog show.
Listen.
I want to show women everywhere that you can be fabulous as a light bulb. You just got to screw it in.
What? Honey, I am putting down the blanket on fashion because we are having a picnic here. Honey, put some oil in that frying pan because we are turning the heat up and I am putting some bacon in it. And that bacon is fashion.
Whirling that wind and whirlwinding all over the Oklahoma.
I am delivering a TV remote to the gods, and that TV remote is saying, "Turn on to fashion."
Give me a Kleenex, cause I'm coming down with some cold.
Ooh, I need to put some hairspray on so that way things stay in place, because my fashion is moving too fast.
Oh, Quadlet. So the dogs looked cute, I guess, but still, way too much cloth for them to piss on when you take them out. That's the thing with dogs. Like, you have to leave a lot of room for them to go poop.
I thought they honestly looked stupid. I mean, the dogs themselves were cute. I thought the outfits were kind of like they were crazy looking. Here's the dog outfits that I think are cute are like little sweaters. I think little sweaters always look cute on a dog. I mean, if I were to have to put anything on a dog, which I'm not about, but if you have to put something on a dog. Little sweater is the way to go. I don't think you need a big frilly dress. That's stupid. That's annoying.
Yeah, it's going to drag on the ground and get pee on it.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Actually, last night I was out and about, and I saw their little Lenny Kravitz investor, and he was very short.
So I guess Derek made a good comment in the comments about him looking like that guy. Not Theo. I think I've said it before who he looks like on The Cosby Show, the guy that married the oldest daughter.
Yeah, Eldon.
What is his name? Eldon, yeah.
He's like Eldon. He does look like him. He's like Eldon and Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, he looks just like him. Yeah. There was actually something on Facebook today that someone posted of the Cosby family dancing. It was so cute.
Oh, by the way, also speaking of random Bravo like ancillary sightings, I also saw last night Gigi's ex-boyfriend, the guy Sean, who had, you know, remember she was dating that guy Sean who's like this good-looking, like half Asian guy, but looked like he sort of had some plastic surgery, maybe not.
Who?
Gigi's ex-boyfriend. I saw him. Yeah. I saw him last night, and he looked really good. That's all.
Did you make out with him?
You know, he looks very hot.
You know what I did last night?
What?
Ate a pizza, a whole pizza, a whole one. And I just went to Palm Springs and was like, that's it. I'm sick of being the fat kid in the pool wearing my t-shirt and trying to hide from people. I'm going home. I'm going to eat healthy and I'm working out every day. Not because I have to, but because I want to. And I was like, God, that sounds good. Eat 24 pizza. Oh my God, I ate a pizza.
Did you get it from Krispy Kreme?
And it was effortless.
Was it from Krispy Kreme?
No, because they were closed, because I ordered it 12:30 at night, which, of course, is the healthiest time to eat a pizza.
Yeah, that's the best time.
And that one was from a new place I tried called Greenwich Village Pizza, because I love the pizza in Greenwich Village, so I got it from there. It was a lot of dough. Lots of dough, guys!
No.
Wow.
Meanwhile, my bad food is that I have some leftover bad food from July 4th, because I may have gotten stoned, and therefore there were snacks made their way into my apartment. And so I have this like tub of Breyers Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup chocolate ice cream that is so good, although it's not, I don't think it's ice cream, because I looked on the box just earlier today because I'm still going through it, and it says frozen dairy dessert, which seems weird, and nowhere on the packaging does it say ice cream.
Yeah, that's something altogether new.
That's just a bunch of chemicals I've been taking in.
We're finishing this podcast at Ben's house.
Yeah, seriously. So anyway, Married to Medicine.
So they ended up just basically kicking out Mariah, right?
Yeah. Even though Simone was like, I want to be friends with both of you. But, you know, but it's like, who cares? This is like a feud that was started over something that we didn't see and about something that we don't truly understand. It seems like too petty. And not like relatably petty. You know, it's one thing to see Camille Grammer and Kyle Richards have a fight because Kyle Richards said, you know, who would you be without Kelsey, you know, and watching that escalate. That makes sense. Somehow that's relatable, but because it's like a misconstrued phrase. But when it's about like, I made you, no, you didn't make me, I made myself, it's just not relatable. And all the important things that happened in this feud happened off camera, so...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Agreed. That's stupid. I'm so glad it's over. But, you know, as much as I usually hate this show, at least I really had some enjoyable episodes. I liked when they went out of town. I really liked the addition of Heavenly.
Yeah. Lisa Nicole, they can get rid of. She's just like one of the worst reality stars of all time.
Yeah, I like the new disease, almost cancer. I think that's hilarious. And I think that's it.
Hopefully next season they'll be able to bring more drama and more fighting too, please. Like real fights, like with fists.
Yeah, real fights. Beat each other.
Yeah, that's what this franchise should be known for. I mean, after season one, you have to follow up with season two with something like that. And get an uppity white bitch in there, too. Oh, by the way, did you see Emily from The New Atlanta made a cameo appearance at the fashion show?
No. So yeah, because she has jeans, y'all. She's fashion.
She has jeans for cystic fibrosis, y'all.
I wonder if that show's going to come back, The New Atlanta.
You know, I don't think it will, which is too bad because I started to get really into it towards the end.
Hated.
Okay, why don't we move on to Real Housewives of Orange County?
Let's do it, yo! You're twisting every little thing I say. You're twisting it. You're twisting it, David. Thanks for making me look like a bitch, David.
David, I just want to be loved. I just want to be loved. And right now, I don't feel loved, David. I don't feel loved.
He's like,
He's like, well, honey, I can't love you because you're an annoying bitch. No, David, but that's because we're not connected. When we're connected, I feel like I love you very much.
I just want to be connected.
I like when he's like, I'm sick of hearing that I don't spend any time with you. Like, I just want to kill myself because I spend so much time with you, Shannon.
David.
Twisting, you're twisting.
That being said, all this joking aside, so for people who may not have seen it, what happened was David and Shannon had a lunch, just the two of them in Mexico. And I actually have to say, even though we're joking everything, I thought that that was a very riveting scene. I found that it was like two people kind of like grasping to save their marriage and trying to communicate. And you can see that they're going to make another attempt at it, but it's, you know, it's getting away from them. And I thought that was actually very compelling TV.
I think Shannon's pretty fascinating in general because most people go on the, most people get a ton of surgery, star fuck their way up. They'll meet Gretchen at a party and just keep following her around until they find out who they need to call to get an audition on the thing. You know, it's like, it's a lot of work to be on the D-list. And I feel like Shannon is one of these people who did not do that. I think she was like, you know what? It would be awesome to be on a TV show because my husband would have to sit down and talk to me about a relationship. Like, that's the reason she did it, which is I've never seen that before. And I think it's super fascinating because I can imagine that in the real life, he's usually like, I'm not sitting down for dinner with you. Are you kidding? All you're going to do is nag me. Bye, bitch. I'll be at the strip club.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's actually that's a totally great read of the situation. I don't know. I think Shannon's fantastic, and she's been a great addition to the season. Made this stuff all so compelling. I mean, they basically just have to get rid of. If they got rid of Lizzie, you'd have a great cast here because you do feel like they do kind of all hang out in their own weird way, and they have a very compelling social dynamic now with the way Shannon and Heather hate each other, and how Tamara's caught in the middle causing problems, and Vicky oddly is the voice of reason now.
I honestly think they should get rid of Tamara because I think when you go to the baby storyline, you're done. That fake baby storyline. I mean, this has been 3 weeks of that.
I know.
And now we're going to a terrible business. Like, you're all shocked that you can't run a business. None of you run a business. You all suck. You don't even have any workout equipment. You've rented a big room with plastic wood floors, and you're, like, having your husband teach yoga. Get the fuck out of here. It's not a class.
And you know it's a bad sign for your business? When Ryan, fuck-up king of the world, is also the voice of reason. When he's like, I don't think we should raise rates because who's going to want to pay a premium to a place that has fucked-up floors? I mean, he is exactly right. I mean, and Eddie's like, it's all about the sales. You know, Eddie exposed himself right then and there as a classic, like, middle management bureaucrat asshole, you know? Like, he made a retarded mistake. And this is, I'm sorry for using the word retarded, by the way. He made a ridiculous mistake, and he...
Oh, God, I have to use the word retarded later. So I'm going to reserve my apology till later.
Okay, please do that. You know, and this is, by the way, coming on the heels of him demanding that nothing be put on the shelves so it looks cleaner. I mean, the guy doesn't really know what he's doing with anything. And he has wood flooring put over a cushion, which is so beyond silly. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to have like wood flooring where it can absorb impact, but that's not the way to do it. And he makes this huge mistake, and then he tells Ryan that it's up to him to get the sales up. Like, you have to just sell it more. Like, no, you made the mistake. You have to fix it.
Yeah. I mean, see, like, all that stuff you just said, like, I don't care. Why do I want to watch a show about that?
Yeah, I don't know why I got so
You're terrible, Jim. It's like Inside Curves. Like, I don't care. Okay?
Inside.
Like, there is Lucille? No better than Curves. I mean, Lucille. Curves is it. And trust me, I know Inside Curves because my mother and my sister talk about it. And oh my God, there is some drama up in that place. They're like, could you believe that bitch didn't wipe down the seat when she was done? I mean, how are you supposed to do a circuit behind someone if you have to keep wiping their seat? I feel like my wiper muscle is getting worked out. Oh, you guys are hilarious.
It's like the... It's like Lucille Roberts exposed.
Totally.
But anyway, so Shannon and David were trying to work out their things, and they kind of came to I don't know what they came to, but then they went to Andale's. I guess that happened beforehand, and they were dancing. And I mean, I guess the thing is this. With this episode is very front-loaded. All the good stuff happened in the first 20 minutes because he had everything going on with Shannon and David. And then the rest of the episode was like, oh no, Lizzie might not get her bikinis sold at some random boutique in Orange County. Like, could the stakes be any lower? It's like, oh no, are there gonna be Twix in the vending machine today? What's gonna happen? And of
course, is there gonna be Diet Coke or Coke Zero?
Yeah, I mean, and as if there's gonna be any chance that this woman was not gonna stock, you know, bikinis from someone who brought a camera into her boutique and gave her national exposure. I mean, it was just so blah. But Heather, though.
Yeah, Lizzie gotta go. Heather gotta go. No,
Heather.
Tamara gotta go. I think they should keep Vicky, the other one, David, and they should actually get all of her friends, Shannon's friends, because you know she's got some friends, and they're probably all crazy.
Wait, so Heather this week was really insufferable, I thought. So first, she decides that she wants to get a dog. I guess this is her new storyline. So she tells Terry that she's like, well, you know how we always talked about, you know, getting a rescue and things like that? I just think that with my allergies and Coco's allergies and so-and-so's allergies.
No, it's just allergies. So let's just make so it many allergies.
And so then Terry reads it for exactly what it is, and he's like, oh, so this way you can have a guilt-free pedigree dog. And then she's like, so humorless, is like, fine. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? It's because the allergies.
What a disgusting thing for you to say. I mean, that was really gross.
She's got such a stick up her ass. The fact that she can't even, like, laugh that off, even, and be like, ha 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 ha, no. You know, she's so humorless. That he's like, well, and then he tries to ease out of it. He's like, well, how about we get, like, a rescue cat or something like that? She's like, you can get whatever cat you want. If you want to get a cat, get. I'm like, shut up. And then they go out to dinner at a restaurant, and Heather makes this whole thing like, oh, you know, like once a week we like to get together and like really connect, you know, because our lives are so busy and the kids' lives are even busier. And this way we can all get together and connect. The kids are there for about 10 minutes. The nanny comes, she's like, here are the keys, get them out of here.
Hell yeah. I mean, I agree with her mothering. I've never had a problem with her mothering skills. I was raised the same way, and I'm like, you go, girl. I didn't really want to sit there watching my mom get drunk on martinis either, which is what her kids would have been doing that whole time, too.
Yeah, that's true. And then she did something that really pissed me off later. I just don't even remember what it was. Oh, I guess when she acted like she was going to be taking care of the dogs. No, it's going to be the nanny all over again.
It's sometimes it's hard doing this podcast every week because I just want to be like, no, I'm not talking about Heather. No.
Yeah.
The end. I hate her. I hope she gets run over by something. Bye. Hate her. I'm a working mother. You know, it's so hard being a working mother and going to the thing and doing this. And it's like, you're not a working mother, bitch. You've had two lines in TV in like 2 years. You're not working. Okay. If anything, you're managing a humongous staff. Like you're working as much as like a manager at Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Which I guess is work. But I know. That's your own doing.
I know. I hope her kids are not as obnoxious as she is, because they're all very cute, and it'd be a shame if they had terrible personalities.
No, I think her kids are going to be fine. You know who I'm not worried for? Heather's fucking kids. Okay, those little brats have like zillions of dollars. If they're horrible people, they can go hide in their fabulous neighborhoods. I don't care about it. Not feeling bad for them.
Hide in their fabulous neighborhoods.
Yeah, bye. Have fun in Key West. Bye. Whatever. I'm never going to see them.
I love... of all the neighborhoods that you could have used as an example, like Key West.
That's not even what I meant. I meant somewhere... What neighborhood are they moving to in Orange County? Hey,
have fun in WeHo.
Yeah. Have fun in Sherman Oaks, kids, in your mansion.
Have fun at that dueling piano bar.
Oh my God! Have fun at Howl at the Moon in Universal City Walk. Have fun with that, kids.
So let's see. Did anything else happen in Orange County aside from David? David.
David. Oh, David! You twist it. You twist it. Well, next week is the dinner where she loses it at Heather and starts screaming, and then she's like, "She keeps saying I'm screaming at her, and I'm not." Yeah, you actually are now.
So. Oh, my God. I love I love what sets her off because, you know, the thing is, the things that set her off, it's like, I get it, actually. I get it. And I love how she just gets so full up of frustration where she doesn't know whether to scream or to cry or kind of do both. It's like, I've been there.
Yeah. David!
I don't feel love right now. And so what am I supposed to do? And I also love how when she gets really, like... you know, when she starts to talk about David and she starts to get, like, emotional about it in the confessional, she starts to, like, teeter over, like, Tower of Pisa. She's, like, leaning Tower of Pisa. She sort of starts, and she, her eyes get, like, she flares her eyes and she tilts over and she's like, I don't know, what am I supposed to do? I mean, what do? I don't know. What do I do?
They're actually, I'm really enjoying the fact that they're friends with Vicky and Brooks because they're actually perfect to be friends with in this situation.
They really are.
They don't care. Like, Vicky's already been through it. Brooks has like 20 children scattered across the world. It's like these two have already been through all the fighting. So they're just kind of like, get over it. Yeah. Like, let's just wasted no and more fuck later. Tonight. Like, what are we doing? We're in Mexico. You know, no one can get us for child support here. Okay. Yeah. So let's just fuck and forget about it. But then when Brooks starts in on his victim shit, he's like, well, you know, Tamara, the way that Tamara spoke to me, I can never forget it. It's like, Brooks, let's not forget like why everyone hates you, okay? Yeah. I love that he's all innocent now. He's like, well, you know, all I've ever tried to do is love Vicky because Vicky's like a train on a track that's real strong. That train's going fast. There's lots of smoke coming out of it, and you know it's working hard. I want a ticket on that train. That's the train I want to ride on. Like, shut up, Brooks. Pay for your children. Stop getting on trains.
Yeah, stop leaving voicemails for your girlfriend's daughter being like, fuck you, or like, you should die, or whatever it was that he said.
No, he was talking to Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan was talking about how he got in a fight with Brianna or something, and Brooks is like, beat her. Yeah. Yeah, beat her. That's how we do it.
I'm truly sorry. Truly sorry. I did not mean any of that. Just it was what Tamara had said to me. It just made me say these things to you. Sorry.
So funny.
So, all right, you want to move on to Ladies of London?
Yes, I would just like to take this time to thank our sponsor, Bueller. Bueller has been sitting at my feet giving me little licks for the past hour. So I'd like to thank Bueller for everything you do for us. Any other sponsors, please just contact us. Thanks.
I have no one or nothing licking my feet at the moment, but next week I'll try to fix that.
Yeah, and Bueller was an adoption. Okay.
A rescue.
So anybody who's allergic, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so Ladies of London.
Manners. Oh, you're so rude. Oh, manners. Oh, she's so rude. Oh, everybody's so rude. Manners. Oh, thick accents, manners. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I started to laugh out loud when Annabelle, like, got on her horse and she literally was like, Alexander would have loved to see me race.
Oh, my God. You know what Alexander wouldn't have? He wouldn't have. He would have been like, bitch, go outside. And she'd be like, I'm on a horse, Alexander! She'd be like, someone please drop that fucking horse.
She's like, the pelvis was Alexander's favorite bone, so to have broken it is really very heartbreaking for me.
No one could take a good riding like Alexander. He was passed around like a canapé. A tray of canapés in his day. He used to come to me and tell me, Annabelle, my bum hurts. And I'd say, oh, Alexander, mine does too because of horse riding. And he'd say, me too. And we'd both say, we're so punk.
Alexander loved being thrown from horses. So when I was thrown from the horse, I kind of felt like I had Alex right here with me.
Oh, shut up, lady.
Oh my God, she's so ridiculous. I mean, it definitely.
I remember when Alexander fell down and I took care of him for weeks in his bed, and now there's no one to take care of me.
I remember when Alexander died, there were four ambulances there as well. So when the four arrived for me, I couldn't help but relish the irony. I was his ambulance muse. His amuselance.
If Alexander was alive today, he would make an entire season for crippled people.
He would have
made his muse, and I cannot walk.
He would have broken down all the barriers in hospital gowns.
Anything you wore would look wonderful with crutches if Alexander was here today.
I cannot sit up, I cannot sit down, I cannot lean forward, I can't do anything. Alexander would have loved it.
Alexander would have made a whole line for floating heads. Yeah, she's obnoxious. I was so glad she got thrown from a horse. I know that's horrible to say, but she didn't get Supermaned, okay? She's still okay. and she's dumb, and I'm sick of her. And I'm glad that the only person who took care of her was stupid Lady Sandwich, who's like
Lady Sandwich.
No one else could even be bothered.
Suffering from many bad hair days this episode. She came in looking like she'd just been rolling around in hay. And she's like, oh my god, you let it out, baby. Let it out. Like, let out the tears. You have to let it out. You're not going to heal unless you let it out, baby.
If you hold it in, it fucks up your teeth. That's one thing the British people don't understand yet. I'm trying to impart this upon you as an American. Hold in your emotions. Your teeth will grind. It'll fuck them all up. Just be an American and cry, honey. Cry!
Cry. Cry, honey. Just, you got to let it out, honey. Meanwhile, Cappers continues to stir up shit because now she's asked Marissa to host the famous baby shower.
God, she's so fucking rude. I mean, okay, look, I hate that everybody talks about manners, but that is really rude. Caprice, like, she went to one lady and asked for a baby shower, which is already rude, okay? Now you're going to somebody else and asking for a damn baby shower?
And then
stop.
Asking another person.
You don't do that.
Yeah. Although I did think it was funny when Caroline was like, well, it is just the rudest thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
I was like, well, that's a lucky life.
I know, seriously, wow. but I mean,
never been to a Whole Foods? Like,
but Caprice is a piece of work. I mean, she's so awful. And the way she talks about like how she's a mentor to Noelle. Noelle's like, I really need to learn how to get better press about Skull. I need to learn how
Skull.
To...
Skull.
I need to know how to deal with Skull.
Skull. I'm really glad we finally moved in.
Skull. Can we finally move into the place yet? Skull.
I love that her terrible fake accent is like Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady before she found someone to help her learn how to be classy. It's like, why would you choose to be like the Cockney girl instead of like the one in the nice dress at the dance?
Well, that's a question for Scott. I'm sick and tired of waiting for this move to happen, Scott.
And I love she's like, oh, Scott and I have been through so much together that, you know, we'll fight, but then we'll make up. I'm like, yeah, you made up because you moved into a $20,000 a month apartment, you skank. It's not like
it's not an apartment. It's a flat.
Flat.
Scott. I like this flat very much.
He's like, I had it cleaned for you, darling. And she's like, God, it must smell like stinky workers.
Yeah. Workers.
Yeah, who do you think you are, Nimal? You're a worker. You're
a
sex worker.
You are a stinky worker.
You're a reality star.
The only difference between you and them is like the ability to swallow an apple whole. Okay, bitch.
Skull, did you hear what he just said about me?
Skull.
Skull, I have to throw a baby shower.
Skull, bye.
Skull,
what do you think we should buy for this? Bye, bye, shower. So the other fun thing this week was
The other fun thing this week.
The swike.
Skull,
this week.
Skull, did you hear what else was fun this week?
The Americans actually got in a fight, which was hilarious because Marissa is trying to be nice and Juliet is being a bitch.
Yeah.
And then Juliet's like, why are you always nice? I mean, God, you're so perfect. You have everything. You have a husband that loves you. You have kids that love you. You're so nice. You're always trying to be nice to everybody. Blech, gross, I want to bark. And then Marissa's like, I'm sorry, I'm so nice. Like, God, that was really mean.
Like, when you say I'm Mother Teresa, that's like a judgment. That's like, you know, that hurts. It hurts, you know?
Who gets offended at being called Mother Teresa?
She's like, I guess I'm just overly empathetic. I love, by the way, this was all happening. They kept on getting up from the table. Like, it was like a farce. One would get up, one would come back, one would get up, one would come back. And then Juliet started to cry. She's like, well, I don't like what she's saying. I don't like that she's accusing me of being mean to her when I was just saying that she's too nice. And then she starts crying. And Caroline's like, and all this before the scones have been served at breakfast. I was like, yes.
Caroline's like, I mean, they're absolutely hysterical, these women.
It's like three trumps getting their knickers in a wad.
Lady called me Mother Teresa. Could you imagine if that was Mother Teresa's life? Just like shopping all the time and like having inappropriate parties.
Imagine if Mother Teresa at the end of the night just cried into her pillow. Everyone thinks I'm so nice.
Yeah. It's like Mother Teresa having really inappropriate parties like that 4th of July for a country that you beat. It's like Mother Teresa would be like, all right, starving African children, come over for a potluck. Like the worst party planner ever. Stupid Marissa.
But now she's British.
Yeah, now she's British. You can have her. Bye. What the hell is that?
I like her. I like Marissa. Like,
all right, you better promise to obey the queen. That queen? I'm not obeying that queen. She's like 90 years old. And you know who didn't obey that queen? Diana. I'll obey Diana.
Well, you know who I obeyed? McQueen, as in Alexander. His favorite thing was when I would obey him. Alexander. He once wanted me to become American, so I became American just for him. And then I became British again. Just to be his muse.
And then his line that year was, taking off your knickers and wearing miniskirts instead. I'm his muse! Scott.
Scott. Scott, I want to be someone's muse. Scott.
On this damn show. So Marissa, okay, Marissa and Juliet kind of made up and stuff. But then Marissa showed a hint of her bitchy side, because everyone has one, let's face it. When she was like, you know, I consider Juliet a really good friend, but now I'm seeing a different side to her, and she better be careful.
She's ooh, someone's not going to get into your husband's fucking fancy restaurants anymore. No. Ow.
I'm like, oh, she better be careful. She's only going to get 2 servings of croissants instead of 1.5. That doesn't make any sense. I was trying to levy a very.
I'm British now, so I'm on the other side.
She better be very careful, because I'm going to give her like a big smile when I see her instead of a super big smile.
I'm only going to talk sideways out of my mouth half the time.
I'm going to only give her a hug for 5 seconds instead of 6 seconds. She better be careful.
What else happened on this? Because I want to move on, because I would like to go jogging, because that pizza hurts. It hurts. Right. I feel it like a big stone.
I think there may have been some other things that happened, but you know what? If we don't get to it, people, please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, because we actually got a lot of comments about this show, Ladies of London, this week. When you wrote that we're watching OC and Ladies of London, I feel like most of the comments were about London.
I love reading those damn comments.
Yeah. We probably should have read those comments before we started talking about this segment, but that's okay. We will move on to New York.
By the way, you guys have to come on here and look at the comments section from today, about to record. What do you guys want to talk about today? Madonna Hines posted a picture of Lisa Rinna, but her whole face is her lips.
Oh, that was very creepy. I had to look away.
That is so gross.
No offense, Madonna, so but gross. I was like...
And Matt Whitfield leaving comments on here today.
Oh, what did he say? What did Maddie
Goddess
say?
Luann calling Ramona a cow. That was the best moment. Jacques on a rock. Oh, my God. And Kristen spending divorce. Okay, so that's a good segue in, right? Do you have anything else of Ladies of London?
Even if I do have any, we have to move on.
Okay. So Matt Whitfield, good point, darling. Goddess Luann calling Ramona a cow was the best fucking part. God, you cow. Cow. Ramona got a song. I don't know who wrote it. Did her gay husband write it?
I think her gay husband wrote it. Effortless.
Heffernless, and it was for Mario to sing to Ramona at some open mic night. That was just so weird. While he's, you know, men are such pigs. He's banging that girl right now while he's singing the song.
Yeah, this is obnoxious.
Yay.
Ramona
struggling so hard to make her marriage look perfect is just my favorite thing of the season. Knowing that she's being cheated on the whole time, she's like, "Isn't he sexy? My man sings songs and he gets on a piano and he sings. That's so sexy when your man can do that. I bet Heather's husband can't do that. He's so boring. That guy has no personality.
He's very boring. He's very boring. He doesn't have much personality. He doesn't have any personality. I'm sorry. He has no personality. Mario has lots of personality. Okay, and you know what? He's a better singer than Luann. I don't want to be mean, but he just is. I'm sorry, Luann has that auto-tune and everything, but you know what? He's a very good singer. He likes to sing. That's one thing he likes to do. But you know what my mother always said? You never want to rely on a man to sing for you, because you don't know when that man's going to leave. So I have started to sing myself.
One time in church, the priest told us to stand up, so we all stood up, and then we were supposed to sing something, and my dad opened the choir book, but he didn't sing, and so now I find it so sexy when men don't sing, because my father didn't sing.
One time, in that same church service, my father was supposed to sing a song, okay? And instead of singing a song, Geraldine Parsons Smith sang instead, and I got very upset because I wanted to hear my father. So to this day, I do not like it when a woman sings a song. Sorry. Sorry.
That was fine, I guess. But I love that Sonia's boyfriend, what's his name again?
Yeah, Harry Dubin. He was eating chicken
wings.
He's
just like shoving a chicken wing in his mouth. That was hilarious.
You could tell he's like such a... He's just like a pig.
He's a total pig. He's a big, greasy pig. He had a date with Sonia later, and Sonia's like, oh, it's so sweet. Hey, you didn't bring any other dates on our date. And he's like, oh, they're waiting back at the hotel.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's going to marry Aviva Drescher, I mean... No offense, Reed, but seriously. You have to question
And then Heather also sang, and of course she had to like drop the G's off of everything and sing Bill Bailey. Oh, shut up.
She's like, I ain't singing.
Yeah, she's like, I'm singing a big giant black lady song. It's like, oh, shut up, Heather.
But she did a good job. I think she did a good job.
Oh my God, she sounded terrible. She sounded like... Okay, have you seen that video going around of that beauty queen, like that cracker white beauty queen singing Dream Girls? Okay, this was like to me. It was like some white girl in a ball gown singing, I'm telling you, I'm not going from Dream Girls. Like, bitch, Jennifer Hudson could snap your head off with her fucking teeth, okay?
I thought Heather was good. I think for a non-professional, I thought Heather got up there. The funny thing was the way she was acting. Like, what, me sing? I wasn't prepared to sing. I'm not gonna sing. And then she busts out an entire song knowing all the lyrics. I was like, no. Yeah. Let's talk about like the real drama of the episode, which was Kristen and Josh.
So another one of those moments where I would just normally say, I don't care, talk about anything else, but that fucking nagging. Wench.
Well, so they're both awful, okay? Because he is really an asshole to her, for sure. And she is such a whiner. I mean, she really... She is right in what she says to a certain extent. But that's not how you're going to get him to change. You can't just, like, whine and nag at him. I was like, this is like Shannon. Yeah.
She's like, why didn't you text me? And he's like, because I was on a conference call. But you could have texted me. But I'm on a really important call. It's a busy day. But you should have texted me. I'm sitting here. You could have texted me. I'm opening a bag of lettuce. You should have texted me. And you're like, God damn it, I'm on a call. Jesus fucking Christ, shut up. And she's like, I can't believe he yelled at me.
Are you serious right now? Oh my God, are we serious right now? Are you yelling? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But you know what they were like?
Tone it down, homie.
Lady, he has a startup, okay? And guess what? He was home at 6:45 p.m. and he has a startup. You should be like on your knees thanking him for being home that early. Because you know what? No one in New York City is home before 7 p.m. Whether or not they, especially people who have their own businesses. You know?
I love that it opened with her having a dinner with Heather and her husband, and she's telling Josh, like, well, I'm still not over it because I don't appreciate the way Heather treated me and blah, 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 blah. And Josh is like, whatever, Heather's right. And she's like, would you just be on my side? Which is what she said. I think she said it 20 times. Can't you guys just be on my side? Can't you just be on my side? There's a reason no one's on your side, bitch, because you're wrong constantly.
Well, I don't know. And then I don't think Heather, she's always wrong constantly, but I think when she whines, no one takes her side seriously.
It makes her wrong.
Yeah.
And then Heather came in and sat down with her husband. She was like, before we even get started, honey, tell him what I told, you know, tell him what we talked about. And he's like, it's okay if Heather's boss. I'm like, okay, way to prove you're not bossy by giving your husband permission to say what you told him to say in the cab on the way here.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
That's my sigh.
Oh, I do feel like there are times when Kristen is totally valid in how she's feeling. Like, you know, because I do think that Josh is an asshole. He really is an asshole. At the end of the day, he's truly an asshole. And so I understand her frustration with him. But that being said, she's got to, like, learn how to, like, deal with people. I mean, you just can't whine and berate over and over and over again. It's like you got to, like... Pick your moment, and you got to pick your tone, and then people will take you seriously. But instead, she just whines and whines and whines. Then after it's over, she whines some more. Ugh, Kristen,
too much. And you know, I love that she's like, oh well, he said if I made dinner, then he'd be home on time, so I'm going to make dinner. No, you can't cook. You don't even know how to open the fucking salad. Also, you're holding a pre-washed salad, and you're like, how do I wash this? Like, you obviously don't know what you're doing. No man wants to come home to shitty food. Nobody wants to come home to shitty food. Okay? No. You're not. No. That's not. That's making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want him to come home. Be nice. Don't nag him. Say, how was work? Thanks for everything you do. Blow him. Go to bed.
Or you know what you do? If he doesn't show up, then you just eat the food, and then you leave a plate out for him, and you sit in the bedroom and read a book.
Yeah.
Or you plot your revenge like you're in like a late 90s black drama. like you're Lynn Whitfield, and it's the thin line between love and hate. That's how you do it.
Oh, my God. God help her. Well, anything would be more entertaining.
Light his car on fire, like waiting to exhale. Just do something.
Yeah, hell
like
yeah.
That.
Brick his windshield.
Like, girl, you got to, like... You got to get some pointers on how to make him listen up.
Yeah, she's obnoxious. Like, I'm kind of having trouble with her. Okay, so let's move on and talk about the best thing in the show. And that was...
Aviva. Yes.
That was hilarious.
Oh, my.
Sonia has Aviva over, and she's like, oh, the triples... Oh, wait. First, we have to talk about Sonia interviewing her new intern, because that's... This is where I'm reserving my right to say retarded.
Yeah.
What is wrong with that girl? That girl she's interviewing is like,
yeah, sounds really hard, but I think I'm up for it.
Don't. Oh, gross. What is Pickles going to say about this hunchback? Get rid of her. Girl's useless.
What's her name going to be? If we got Pickles, this one's going to be like Kaiser Roll or something. I don't know.
This one's going to be called Bell Tower.
Oh, Igor. No.
That was mean. She's actually really cute. I was just laughing. Like, physically, she's really cute. I was just laughing at the way she's just like... Well, and, Sonia's like, and then when people call me to go do my shows in Vegas, whatever bullshit she was talking about, the girl's like, sounds hard.
Yeah. She's like, you know, when I'm doing my cabaret, you know, in Saint-Tropez, you know, they love me over there. Like, I've got like five princes from Saudi Arabia who are like, let's come go to Saint-Tropez and I'll do my cabaret. They love me.
I just love that Sonia actually gives college credits for being her intern.
I don't understand how that works.
So good, so good. Okay, so then she had Aviva over and basically just told Aviva everything that was happening. And the girls were making fun of her. And Aviva's like, they were talking about me the whole time? Did they miss me? Were they talking about how much they missed me? Oh, Aviva.
Oh, God, she's so... Well, and then you know, Sonia then takes whatever everyone was saying... And she tells it to Aviva, but she also makes it sound 10 times worse than what they were saying. She's like, "Oh yeah, they don't think you're sick. They thought you made it up. They thought that you actually like fabricated the note. They think that you're stupid. They think you're an awful person. They think you murdered someone, you know?" And it's like, "What?"
Yeah. Which is interesting. And she also said Ramona was the one who started it, which is really interesting. Shitty. I'm not sure what she's going for there with the whole getting on Ramona's bad side thing. I mean, I know that Ramona's been a little annoying to her, but doesn't seem like the wisest move because Ramona's like a dog with a bone.
I mean. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with that. But I'm just the best part is that like Aviva's like, "What, you think I carry around this inhaler for fun?" And then she pulls out something the size of a canteen and sucks from it. She's like,
I just made a little giffy gif of that. That I'm going to post for this podcast because that shit is hilarious. Just watching her suck that thing over and over again.
She's like, "My lung capacity was at 50%. Like, well, did you go anywhere? She's like, "Well, I went to the Hamptons, but my doctor was there in case anything would happen." It's like, lady, you're not like five days away from needing a liver transplant here. Okay. This is like, it's asthma. It's a serious thing for sure, but it's also not the sort of thing that will prevent you from going to Montana or anywhere else, or that you need to have a doctor on call, a specific doctor. It's like, go get thee to a pharmacy and get an inhaler and you're done.
What did you... wait, hold on. Wait. Is there anything else on this show? Do you want to talk about Big Brother for a second?
You know, I love talking about Big Brother.
All right, let's just do a couple minutes on old Big Brother. What do you think? Because so far... And look, I'm not picky with Big Brother. I love every season of Big Brother.
Yeah, me too.
So far, I'm not really sure. Like, it
Ronnie,
was a busy week because I had to pick up a lot of... I did two recaps and a video this week, which was maybe just a bit much. But
So you're saying you're giving this season an eh? Is that what I'm hearing correctly? I just want to make
sure.
So far,
I'm giving it a humongous ugh.
Okay, guess what, Ronnie? You better start eating again because you are crazy. You are absolutely crazy.
Is it good?
Hell yes, it is good. It is really good. And on top of that, I mean, I know you don't watch the updates, right?
Maybe that's why I don't like it.
But not even that. But like, I'm down with it. I'm down with the shows on CBS. But if you knew what was going on in the house right now, oh my God. Like, I cannot wait for tonight's episode. I cannot wait. And I cannot wait for tomorrow's episode because, oh my God, everything's upside down.
You've made me excited about it again.
But you should have been excited all along. It's a great cast. There's even a gay showmance.
It's a gay I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm getting a bad feeling about it. But if a lot happened, then I'm excited. Because so far, nothing exciting's happened. Like last year, yes, it ended up being a lot of racist bullshit by the end of the year.
So much
was happening. I mean, at the very beginning, it was like, here's this alliance. But then all the douchebags started getting turned against. And it was good.
Oh.
And this year, so far, hasn't been that. It's been really, to me, really boring.
I think you'll probably change your mind after tonight's episode.
Okay, good. Thank God, because I'm stuck with this show all summer. I love the show, but...
I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but needless to say, I went onto Joker's Updates, which is the site that I go to for the updates. I went on Monday, and I was shocked to see what had transpired. I was like, what? And then I emailed a friend, like, what's going on? Like, this is crazy. And he's like, I know. And then I spent like half an hour last night reading the feeds, and I've spent another like half an hour this morning, and then another half an hour later to read. It's like, it's not like there's been like fighting, like screaming and things like that, but there's been like shit going on in the house. It's great. I think Devin is a hilarious villain. He's such an oafish bro.
So stupid.
And he's like emotional too, which is great because I love how he says. He calls a house meeting and he says, he's like, bros, yo, I came in here to play a game a certain way and play with integrity. And yo, bro, from here on out, like, I'm playing with integrity. That's what I'm saying. Well, we'll see how much integrity he has after tonight's episode.
Oh my God, his stupid integrity. Like telling everybody,
Meanwhile, Brittany.
All right, let's talk about it again next week.
Wait.
I'll be more excited.
But he puts Brittany up, okay? Because, you know, he says, oh, yeah, you know, like, I was the one who twisted Caleb's arm and made him put up Donnie because I didn't trust Donnie, and I shouldn't have done that because Donnie's a great guy. So then afterwards, Brittany's like, oh, well, you had said that you had put up Donnie went up because he's one of the first two people to fall off, so I guess you guys were lying. And he's like, what? I just poured out my soul, and she's gonna like take it, like take it, like, you know, just like throw it back at me. Like, that's not cool. So he nominates her.
She's gonna question my integrity.
It's like, well, actually, you were the one who lied, and she was the one who's pointing out that you lied. And so it's not her who had the lack of integrity; it's you who had the lack of integrity.
Oh, he's so stupid! God, he's so stupid. The best part was when Caleb was like, "Yo, man, you know." You know what I really need? I just miss being loved. I need to be cuddled. I need to be cuddled and watch a movie with somebody. And he's like, I'll cuddle you, bro.
Yeah.
I'll cuddle with you. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. God, what is going on? Oh, my God.
And I love the way Caleb is, like, obsessed with Amber. He's like, I think we'd make a lovely couple. It's like, dude, you have to have some sort of game. You can't just, like, go up and be like, I think you and I, like, we should be together. Like, it should be, like, just, like, you know, flirt with her and make some moves or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. He cries at the drop of the hat. Almost makes you forget the fact that he wrote, like, racist, homophobic, awful things about other people and our president on Instagram.
Yeah, you know, that's... Like, I hate having an excuse for it. There is no excuse for it, and I would never want to hang out with that guy. But it's such a regional thing. I feel like people are just, like, believing. Wherever they live, they just kind of believe what everybody else believes. Hmm. I mean, really, if you've ever waited a table, you really see how stupid and, like, hive mind people are. Every other table, it's like the Republicans are all repeating straw man. Oh, that's a straw man argument. Oh, well, that's coming from a low information voter. And then the Democrats are like, ugh, I don't know. So everybody just repeats the same shit. I think he's probably just repeating the same shit he heard when he grew up. Give him a couple years here. I'm sure he'd be plenty loose.
Yeah, I think he's loosening up as it is.
Yeah, he needs a couple years in our waters. He'll be just fine. There will be no more Instagrams of that. That'll all be Instagram selfies where you can see the outline of his penis through, like, those really thin gym shorts. Yay! Move here! Move here!
Okay, question. This is a question for you. I'm not saying who won the veto or what happened.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me.
I'm not going to. But what I would like to know from you, this is a theoretical question. If someone were to come off the block, who do you think would go up instead?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't really know any of their names yet. I'm going to guess it'll probably be, like, Donnie again.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I'm just interested.
I mean, usually they seem to kind of repeat the same shit over and over. Like, right. This week they put Pow Pow up again.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's stupid. Like, it seems like at first they just keep putting the same weak people up.
And how stupid is she for throwing that competition? It's like, dude, you were...
I don't think she did. She said she did, but even when she was trying to win, she couldn't win it. I mean, that's one of those things. Like, when you're that stupid, of course you're going to say, yeah, I'll throw the competition because you can't answer anything anyway. So
I was hoping that Pow Pow would be, like, a surprisingly sneaky and smart player, but I'm realizing she's just useless.
She's so stupid, and I feel so bad for her because she's not, like...
She doesn't know how to swing.
She's kind of, like, cross-eyed stripper hot. Yeah. Like, she's not really, like, real hot, and I just feel bad for her. Because you can't be that stupid and just be semi-hot. Like, you can't just work out and be stupid. You have to, like, really be hot to be that stupid. And you're just not. Like, you better read some shit, girl.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, I hope you enjoy watching tonight's episode.
And I cannot wait, because tomorrow's another video day, and no matter what happens, I love making those videos, so go watch them on the YouTube.
Yeah, and I might do a photo cap, depending on how much time I have, so you can come to bsideblog.com to check that out. You go to Ronnie's site, trashtalktv.com, to check out his videos. You should like this podcast's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. Our numbers are going up. I'm so happy to see that we are up to 2581 likes. It's just going up higher and higher and higher. And I'm at B-Side Blog on Twitter and Instagram, Vine, Pinterest, wherever. Ronnie is either Ronnie Karam or Trash Talk TV or Trash Tweet TV, depending on the platform. So just give it a try. Try to mix and match, however you want to do it.
Yeah, Ronnie Karam on Vine, Ronnie Karam on Twitter, Trash Tweet TV on Twitter, Trash Talk TV recaps at Tumblr.com, and YouTube.com/TrashTalkTVTEEVE.
Yeah, and subscribe to us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. And really, I think there's just nothing more. Thanks to some of our new likers, Carrie Billingsley, Kara Wright Ridenour, Justin Wang. Hi, Justin. I know Justin. Nadine Williams, Larissa Carrera, Colleen Gardy, CP Renegar, whatever. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Ronnie, so much. I hope you have a wonderful jog now.
Ben, it was so lovely spending time with you today.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine.
Okay, me too.
I did it for Alexander. And for Scott.
Score!
Score! I want you to listen to the podcast.
All right, well, you go off and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye, everyone.
Boy.
Boy.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny, and I love you.